Chapter 3, The Perfect Idea. The sound of sizzling oil greeted my ears when Zanira and I ran into the house after school. I couldn't wait to tell Mom about International Day. I hung my bag on the hook and ran over, stopping mid-run to stare. Mom's favorite Motia flower candle was lit. It smelled like jasmine. She only lit it when someone was coming over. Even though Mom told us to clean up all the time, our house didn't stay clean. Today, though, the house didn't look as messy as it usually did. I peeked into the kitchen and saw Mom flipping golden brown samosas. I dangled my fingers over the samosa plate, but Mom swatted my hand away. "Not yet," Mom said. "Sanahala's coming over." That explained the clean house. Sanahala is my aunt, my mother's sister. "Mom, we're having an international day at school. Miss Torres liked my kurta, and it gave her the idea to ask everyone to bring in a food or an activity from their country or state. And we get to dress up," I said. "You should bring sugar cookies," Zanira said. "It has to be something from Pakistan," I explained. "But you're from Pakistan," said Zanira. "It's not the same," I rubbed my fuzzy caterpillar eyebrows as I thought. I got out my turquoise feather pen and doodling notebook. I wrote, "Ingenious ideas for International Day." I liked that ingenious was a fancy word for clever, but the delicious smell of the samosas kept distracting me. I made my eyes big and my mouth really sad as I looked at a pile of steaming samosas. Mom saw my sad face, put the spatula down, and handed me the tiniest samosa on the plate. The samosa had the perfect crunch and burst of flavor. It almost made up for the fact that I knew Sanahala was going to get married soon and move 45 minutes away from us. I was really going to miss having her drop by last minute for tea. Luckily for me, she was coming over more to plan her wedding that was a few months away. In the meantime, there were lots of parties for her. Whenever Sanahala came over, Mom made Zanira and me chai too. Ours had extra milk and honey instead of sugar. I nibbled as I thought about the perfect food to bring in. "Can I have another?" I asked. "Me too," Zanira added. Mom gave us a look that meant no, just as the doorbell rang. Ding dong! Sanahala was here. I ran over to answer the door, beating Zanira to it. Sanahala lifted Zanira off her feet into a hug. Then she hugged me too and swung me around. She smelled like roses and vanilla mixed up. I like to draw the sparkly hijab Sanahala wears. Today she was wearing a shiny purple one with a lavender dress and turquoise nail polish on her fingers and toes. Since Baba wasn't home, she unwrapped her hijab before rearranging her hair into a big bun. What I love about Sanahala is how she always plays board games with us and how she reads out and explains the instructions of a new game to us. Mom always makes us read the instructions ourselves and figure them out, which sometimes makes Zanira and me argue. Sanahala always explains the instructions in a way that we understand. Sanahala is a Montessori teacher, and whenever she makes Play-Doh for her class, she also makes us big containers of homemade Play-Doh. She always mixes the blue and green food coloring in the Play-Doh to make turquoise Play-Doh for me. I hope this isn't too last minute, but can the A to Z bakery make some thumbprint jelly cookies for my dolki tomorrow night that my friends are throwing for me? She asked as she danced on tiptoe. It looked like she was bobbing up and down, twirling her wrists into small circles. The dolki is a wedding party for Sanahala's friends to sing and dance. Mom joined in and started to clap and sing an Urdu song. I rolled my eyes. I ran to the kitchen and brought Sanahala the menu form that Zanira and I had made for orders. "Just let me know how many cookies you want for the party. We take last-minute orders, too." Zanira bounced around. Whenever Zanira was excited, she didn't walk. She bounced and hopped. Zanira usually asked for 2 ponytails when Mom did her hair. At the beginning of the day, they would start high, and by the end of the day, they were a lot lower. As she bounced, her ponytails flew in the air. Right now, since she was bouncing so much, they were really low and drooped. We always used Zanira's thumb to make a circle in the dough since it was smaller. The cookies had just the right amount of sticky sweetness in the middle. We knew they were Sanahala's favorite dessert. They reminded her of the cookies she used to buy in Pakistan. But it was still fun to give her the menu. I couldn't wait to get started on our order. I started to calculate the ingredients we needed, just like a professional baker would. "Smells amazing in here," Sanahala said as she followed us to the kitchen. She plucked a samosa from the pile and popped it into her mouth. The oil made her gloss lips even shinier. I never understood how Sanahala always wore lipstick or lip gloss and could eat delicious oily things without messing up her makeup. I also didn't understand how Sanahala ate almost everything with ketchup. This time she was dipping her second samosa into ketchup that Mom had just put out for her. When her samosa was finished, Sanahala licked the ketchup off her fingers before adding another squirt of ketchup to her plate and reaching for more samosas. Mmm, who doesn't love samosas? She said. And then it hit me, my ingenious idea. I knew exactly what I would bring to class for International Day. Samosas.